Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Pearl. Am I speaking with DGJ Contracting, Brothers Contracting?
Yes.
Is this Saul?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Do you remember me?
Just check. I just can see your information here. Did you miss a call from us? How may I help you today?
I guess so. It's funny because I believe you were probably the person I used to talk to about a year ago. So one of your salespeople finally got, somehow they got my partner's number. And usually when my partner talks to somebody, if they like somebody, they try to get me to go that direction instead of whatever direction I was going. So Local Splash happens to be on my list of companies to maybe work with. You know, we're figuring out the budgeting for marketing and this and that or whatever. And, you know, Local Splash is on the list of our top 10 companies that we kind of like what you do, or at least like the reputation, or the price. It's one of those things. Usually it's the price.
It's the price, yes.
And usually the price is the reason why we work with a company, because we give out a lot of discounts with our customers. So we don't make a lot of money. Our thing is about volume. The more customers we make, the more money we make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when we're at those customers' houses and we're already doing jobs, sometimes you open up a job and there's more work that needs to be done, and that's kind of where you make the bigger money. Where most companies are trying to sell that right away, and that's what makes them lose the deal. We actually give money away to the community by giving it directly to the customer. So we look for companies that can kind of either look out on price or prove what they can do ahead of time, right, things like that. And it looks like the person, some one of your people called my guy, my partner, and in Spanish, and spoke to him, and he understood what you guys sold. So he didn't know we already do that, and we do SEO with a company that's already doing our website. So that's kind of where we're stuck with them already. But you guys, he also mentioned doing Google Guarantee.
Yes, that's right. I'm not sure if you still remember me. I can see that we spoke last year.
I remember the voice.
Last year, let me check.
What happens? Because my guy likes this guy, and I never really got that far with you, and I feel like I'm undercutting you. I just called back the number to make sure it was a Local Splash number.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I didn't understand. I guess he just reached out to a different partner, and now that partner's got me checking you guys again. So now I just spent 30 minutes, 40 minutes with that guy on the phone. He pretty much got my partner to say yes. You understand? Not him personally, but with what he sold me, the Google Guarantee, or trying to sell me, I guess, on the Google Guarantee. How do I do that now? Because you've been reaching out to us for like 2 years, a year and a half.
Let's see. Yes. The last time we called, this is for DGJ, right?
Yep, it is.
For this business alone. Okay, yeah. The last time we spoke was last July. Okay, let me get you into details. Let me just check first. Hold on.
Well,
Are you both residential and commercial? Pearl, P-E-A-R-L.
Pearl. Yep, all right. So, Pearl, let me say something before you get there.
Okay.
We just explained to this last gentleman what kind of company we are, right?
Yes.
Why we don't say yes to people right away. We explained that we get 100 of these calls every week. Mm-hmm. Everybody promises they can do something. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. What he said was something that nobody else said, which was the Google Guarantee. Everybody else is selling everything else, but nobody has ever tried to sell us that first three-tier page or whatever it is. It's always SEO that they try to sell. They don't usually try to sell that.
Uh-huh.
You know, I actually didn't know how to get that or that it was even called Google Guarantee. Because he mentioned it and it sounded a little... It's actually more expensive than what she was trying to sell me, which was SEO. But somehow that is now what we're interested in, right? We're interested in looking up roofers near me in certain areas, and it shows our name as one of the top three sponsored names, right? That's what it is, right? Is it the sponsored names?
It's sponsored, yes. That's Google Guarantee.
Okay. Now, how exactly does that work? I pay you, let's say, and automatically I'm on that list. Every time somebody looks it up, I'm going to be there?
That's right. Okay, so
or does
I
it switch out? Different.
Mm-hmm. I may need to get my manager right now, okay, who can explain better than me, okay? I just need to get your details if you're still servicing both residential and commercial.
Residential, we do commercial as in like companies that need their roof fix, but most of the time when people say commercial, they mean like flat roofing with industrial roofing.
Flat roofing.
We
okay.
do them, but we're trying to reach out to residential customers is really what we're
okay, trying to do. Okay. How about so your website? Did you purchase a domain already? Not yet.
We have a website. They've always had a website. So Pearl, here's the thing. We were very heartfelt with them. We explained to them that anybody who worked for us would have to work for us like they would for a church. Not that we're worthy of that. You understand? But we
right.
do literally give customers back 30% of the value of their roof, 30% of the value of their service. If they have a $30,000 roof, it's only going to cost them $20,000 if they buy it from us. We throw a lot of the labor charge away. We throw away a lot of the upsells on the roof, and we throw away a lot of how people, you know, raise the prices on parts. We don't do any of that. So our price is we're capable of giving somebody 30% off, and we do it so they could, like, follow and like us on Facebook, you know, mention us to their communities, stuff like that, leave a sign outside. Things that normal roofing companies would want them to do for free, we pay them for that privilege, which doesn't allow us to make a lot of money, right? No matter how much sales we do, we're not making a lot of money on them because we're paying for advertising with each customer. And each customer costs us either more or less. One customer does a service, he's not going to have a sign outside his house, but he will post us on Facebook or something, and we paid him $300 worth of, you know, 30% of $1,000. The other guy got a roof that was $30,000. He got $10,000 off his roof, and he's doing the same favors, nothing more, nothing less. Except for that, he's going to get a sign outside because we actually did the roof. And
got
that's
it,
normal
got it.
To have a sign outside. So we're the company that's really not getting over on people. So we need to make sure that whoever works for us, even if they're not going to give us a better price, which would be great, even if they're not going to work for free for 1 month to show us that they can actually, we've had people do that and we still work with them. People who have actually said, well, how about we do the first month on us? You know, so we've had all that, but we hope that for the ones that can't do that, those things
okay.
for us, they can at least promise that they're going to do the best job that they
right.
can possibly do. Because when I go on Google right now to see what you were selling me, I see Ava Roofing up there four times. Four times. And I,
exactly.
you know, I'm realizing that the customer's going to look. They could be looking for me, and they're still going to see this guy four times before me. So now,
okay.
the SEO, I'm not going to beat them off. They have too much money.
Okay,
and we
okay.
give away too much money to the community. In a few years, our representation on the street and with the marketing from customers, that's going to be bigger than all these guys. We're not worried about that. But right now, we don't have any of that. So we need companies that we work with to make sure that that happens for us. So I know you might have Ava Roofing. You might have one of these other big companies working for you. We understand that, you know, there's always going to be a conflict of interest. We're just asking that when you work for us, do understand that we're really giving back to the community. We are a low-priced company. We want our customers to call us. And we do that by saving them so much money that they could get several projects done for the same price they would have paid for one.
Right, right. Hey, so are you still in Spenceport? Are you still in the
yes.
same area? Okay, how far can you
yes,
travel?
Yes, that's
for
not where we want our ads.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We have certain areas that we want our ads.
Exactly.
So now,
I
how
wanted
do I do
to
this?
Ask
this
how far
really
can you travel?
It, right? This guy sold it. You're the one who contacted us from original. I spoke to you personally. So out of the goodness of my heart and the way I feel like I would like you to have something to do with that. You understand?
That
I like
sense.
The guy too. The guy he's the one who sold it. He sold it to my partner. You understand? Me, I had you on a list waiting to call you back someday. But when I have the right budget. Right now, this guy just moved to the front of the line. He moved your company to the front of the line. It's not your fault. He just called somebody else who speaks Spanish and who he was able to communicate with and who knows mm-hmm. nothing about how this stuff works. But
what was the name of his business? So,
the name of the business, or the guy who called?
Uh-huh.
Local Splash.
No, I mean, your partner?
Oh, it's DGJ Brothers.
Oh, same. Okay.
He's my partner. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
He controls the employee side of things. I control the business side of things.
Got it.
So
got
I
it.
Deal with customers directly. He deals with contractors directly.
Okay. And what areas do you service to aside from Spencer?
Oh, Lancaster, Depew. We service Buffalo. We don't service Rochester.
Lancaster. Can you go over 100 miles? No.
No, we want to be, so let's say I'm in 14228. I want 14221. I want 14052. I want, I don't know all the zip codes, 14150, 14120, 14214. We're trying to stay out of the middle of Buffalo. We want the surrounding areas and the more lucrative ones. So
you're only interested in Google Guarantee, right?
We're only interested in Google Guarantee because the only thing that you guys provide, you have something better than that? What's
we
better
do.
Than that?
I'm just trying to get Andy jump on the line with us. But all in all, Sol, I know you can see the value in all of this, right? In like having your name on the sponsored ads, you can see the value in that, right? And if the price is reasonable, you know, if the price is right, I'm sure this is something you would be able to move forward to today, right?
Yes. I'm going to tell you something, bro. I was actually calling back to pay.
Okay.
So that's why I said I feel bad that it's you who picked up the phone, because I spoke to you several times, and I believe there was times where I even had to brush you off because I wasn't ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I'm trying to get my partner ready, somebody called him. I don't know how they got his number, but they must have saw that it was the Spanish line, and because they were Spanish, they called him. And that's great. You know, I want whoever talks to us to be able to communicate with him too. And I'm pretty sure you cannot do that. However, you are the reason why I'm still talking to him. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course, yes.
Does that make you feel better? You understand,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely.
Like,
I wouldn't be
talking to him if he didn't say Local Splash. Because I know that I've been speaking of Local Splash for a little while. I haven't made any promises to you guys. Like I said, I get 1,000 of these calls all month. You know, it's hard to whittle out the good ones and the not good ones. This guy showed me that you guys are Google partners, even though you're not Google, you're Google partners. You know, I'm realizing that actually the website people we use might not even be Google partners. So it's probably why their SEO is not as good, but we already paid them to do that job. So we're just going to make them do their job right. You understand? In the meantime, if we could get our name on that page, then it's the same thing to us. You know what I mean? The point is that our name is on the top of that page. We don't care. We have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really care about the SEO.
I'm just getting the person.
Right? Now, what else do you offer besides the SEO, the website, and the Google ads? What else do you offer?
Yes. Ed will jump on the line to talk about it. Hold on for just a second.
Hello, Mr. Saul.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Yo conozco a ella.
Apple?
So yo, yeah. She's the reason why que yo estoy hablando contigo.
Oh, really?
Yo conocí el nombre. El nombre de...